live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, serious concern has been raised over how the Mercosur deal will affect border counties. There are genuine fears that someone will lose their life to drugs in Strabane following reports that drug dealers are targeting young people in the town. The partner of Lyra McKee says she is heartbroken that the person she wanted to marry isn't here to see Northern Ireland's same-sex marriage amendment pass in Westminster. And a Donegal senator says while Donegal County Council is making huge strides in road safety, there can be no room for complacency. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. First in news, serious concern has been raised over how the Mercosur deal will affect border counties. In particular, there are fears that while the spotlight is mainly on the beef aspect of the deal, not enough attention is being paid to how the poultry industry will be impacted. While the Dáil is due to debate a Sinn Féin motion this evening calling for the deal to be rejected, more than 1,000 farmers staged a protest outside Leinster House today. Speaking in the Shannon, Cavan Monaghan Senator Robbie Gallagher, who is originally from Donegal, says with Brexit already affecting border counties, this deal will have even further consequences.
We in the border region already have enough on our plate, leaders, I'm sure you'll agree. The dark cloud of Brexit hangs over and it's already affecting economic life around the border counties as we know it. And there has been much talk about the 99,000 tonnes of extra beef that will come into the EU, but less talks perhaps about the 180,000 tonnes of extra chicken poultry that will come into this country as a result of this deal. And as you would appreciate, Leader, this could have grave consequences for the border community. And I would ask, Leader, that, like your colleague Paddy earlier on there, that we would have a debate about this as soon as possible so that, and I would plead with you to pass on our grave concerns to government that this deal cannot and should not go ahead as is presently presented, because otherwise it will wipe out farming and, by extension, wipe out rural Ireland as we know it.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle also spoke out against the Mercosur deal, acknowledging that it is now becoming known as the Cows for Cars deal. Speaking during statements on the deal in the Dáil this week, Deputy Pringle said it will not only enable further an agricultural industry that is partly responsible for mass deforestation in the Amazon, but would bring in beef without the same standards of traceability, animal welfare or food safety in Ireland. Deputy Pringle urged Minister Michael Cree to outline how he plans to ensure the deal reflects the best interests of all.
Deputy Boyd Barrett has mentioned that this trade has now become known as Cows for Cars, and that certainly seems to be the way it's going, and all the focus has been on the fact that the EU is getting to export industrial goods and we're getting to import agricultural goods from Brazil in particular, and that's of great benefit to us all apparently. But Minister, Mercosur would be supporting agricultural industry that is partly responsible for mass deforestation in the Amazon and which does not have the same standards in traceability, animal welfare or food safety that we have here. Now, I know that you've said in previous responses that that's all going to be dealt with and all going to be sorted out and everything will be hunky-dory in the next 2 years and that'll all be grand. But I don't actually believe you. I don't think very many people listening into this would actually believe that that's going to happen. For 25 years, environmental scientists have focused on the destruction of the South American forests by ranchers for beef production, with possibly the biggest single threat to our ability to control carbon emissions in the world. I want to ask you now just what you're going to do in terms of how you're going to make sure that this actually trade, as you say, you're going to make it reflect all our needs, and how you're actually going to enforce that at a European level when it comes down to the crunch. Because I think you'll be back here in a couple of years' time with the same thing, and you'll be looking to endorse it.
The Taoiseach says he can't guarantee anything when it comes to the border with Northern Ireland if there's a no-deal Brexit. It comes after contingency plans said goods coming from north to south will need to be checked to protect the EU's single market. Under questioning in the Dáil, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar refused to give any guarantees about when and where checks will happen.
But I wouldn't be telling this country and this House the truth by saying that if we do have a no-deal, if the UK does crash out, that I can somehow promise that we won't end up in a difficult situation, that we won't end up in a scenario that none of us would like to be in. And that's why we have to secure a withdrawal agreement. It's why we have to ensure that we don't end up in a no-deal scenario.
There are genuine fears that someone will lose their life to drugs in Strabane, following reports that drug dealers are targeting young people in the town. It comes as two young girls were found unconscious in a local housing estate on Saturday morning last, after a group of youths reportedly spent the night in a derelict building in the Derry Road area. It emerged that the girls had been provided with a number of illegal substances, including ketamine. Local councillor Ruman Barr says there is an urgent need for a multi-agency approach to tackle the root of the problem.
Two young girls and a party of other young people apparently spent all night in a derelict bungalow in the Derry Road in Strabane. That this has become a feature of the weekend in Strabane now at the moment. That young ones identify a vacant or derelict building, they target it, they use it for partying. What happened, they were there all night. Whatever happened the next morning at about 11 o'clock, 11:30, two young girls were found lying on the ground on the local housing estate, unconscious. They were taken to the hospital where there were serious fears for their survival, but frankly they pulled through. But somebody's been obviously selling drugs. I heard ketamines and the rigging, which is used for treating epilepsy, were two of the substances that they've taken. Again, this is a feature of life in every town. Young people are vulnerable and they're targeted by scrupulous dealers who use this as an easy way to make money.
There are two serious issues here: what appears to be the easy access to drugs within the town and the need for owners of vacant properties to take charge of their buildings.
That's correct. The thing about the empty buildings can be addressed. You know, there's a wide range of enforcement powers available to the local council. They ensure that an owner secures their property and improves their property. That would be something that I think could be addressed fairly easily. The drugs problem's totally different. It's a serious problem, it's the band. I think all of these two, there's one was 17, one was 20. So we weren't having two funerals in Strabane this year. But, you know, it's a wake-up call to parents, it's a wake-up call to the authorities. We need a multi-agency approach to this problem. I've been bringing a motion forward to ask council to undertake to do it. Try and tackle this problem and source for somebody who loses their life.
The partner of Lear McKay says she is heartbroken that the person she wanted to marry isn't here to see Northern Ireland's same-sex marriage amendment passing in Westminster. MPs in the House of Commons also voted to decriminalise abortion if power-sharing in Stormont isn't restored by October the 21st. Murdered journalist Lear McKay had campaigned heavily for equal marriage rights in the North. She was killed by dissident Republicans in Derry in April. Speaking to Channel 4 News, her partner Sarah Canning says it's bitter. Sweet.
I am torn between being absolutely over the moon for my friends who'll be able to, hopefully, should this pass, be able to marry their partners. I'm also heartbroken because the person that I wanted to marry isn't here to see it happen, and I know it was something that Lyra was very, very passionate about.
A Donegal senator says while Donegal County Council is making huge strides in road safety, there can be no room for complacency. Senator Padraig McLaughlin was reacting to recent figures which showed the local authority spending up to 27 times more than other similar counties on road safety. Between 2014 and 2018, the council here spent almost €522,000 on road safety and anti-drink drive artwork, marketing and training. Both the Donegal Road Safety Group and the council have been praised on a national level for their ongoing efforts in this field. Senator McLaughlin says it's important to keep that momentum going.
There are teenagers or people in their early 20s whose life have been cut out far too short. It's absolutely devastating. It happened again and again in Donegal. So I am proud of the leadership shown by Donegal County Council. I'm proud that they have led the way with a dedicated road safety officer for many years now. And all sorts of education and training programs, because there's never any room for complacency in this regard.
And it's very important, as you say, to keep that excellent momentum going in terms of educating young people on road safety in the county.
No, indeed. And, you know, across the country, you know, we clearly have had a lot of success in reducing deaths on our roads. And more than any county, I suppose, Donegal has really suffered because we absolutely heavily rely on cars. There's, you know, such, there's historically been such poor levels of public transport. And I suppose that impacts then on the number of people who are driving and the number of people who have died on our roads. But as I say, when you look at the comparative data of what Donegal County Council has spent versus other councils, it's clear that we have led the way. It's clear that, you know, that there's been everything done to minimise the tragedy, minimise the heartbreak. I hope that other councils will follow suit and learn from what we've done in Donegal.
Hundreds of premises in Lifford are currently without power. ESB says it is working to restore power to 588 properties in the Roskere area this evening. Power is estimated to be returned by 6:30. Donegal County Council should follow the lead of Dublin City Council and take back responsibility for waste collection. That's the view of Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbeg, who told Glenties Municipal District this week that, in his view, privatisation has not served the people well when it comes to waste management. Director of Services Michael McGarvey told the meeting that the Council takes its responsibilities in this area very seriously, but taking back control of collection is not on the authorities' agenda. However, Councillor McGill-Osbeg says waste management is much more than just collecting rubbish.
I can't understand why taxpayers have to rely on different private operators with no disrespect to them. Waste is a massive big issue. We see all around different parts of West Donegal where there's been waste dumped on a regular basis, and we need to really look at the issue of illegal dumping and waste collection, and we need to look at social norms, and we need to look at issues of poverty. You can't separate all them. You have to look at them as a whole, and I believe that in the best interest of taxpayers is that the Donegal County Council take full responsibility of waste collection.
Can you bring this through Lifford as a motion? Because Michael McGarvey, the Director of Services, made it quite clear as far as he's concerned the Council has legal responsibilities and that's not on its radar.
Look, I've been arguing around waste management for a long time with the Council, not even just in relation to waste collection, but also with different ways of reducing waste to encourage people to use spring banks more and recycling centres. If you take the Glenties Municipal District area here in Dunloe itself, we have the main recycling centre. If I live in Chrysla or on the far side of Ardra, I'm expected to travel that distance to recycle. It doesn't make economic sense, and I believe that we need to look at waste management in the county. And with the greatest respect to the staff at Donegal County Council, all I believe we're doing is the very, very bare minimum, and that ain't good enough. We are under crisis in relation to the environment, and we need to step up to the mark.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with a great selection of adults and children's Donegal GEA jerseys. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and a couple of Donegal players have received awards today. Jamie Brennan has been named the PWC GA GPA Player of the Month for June. The Bundoran man's free-scoring form has seen him pick up the football award following Donegal's Ulster Championship victories over Tyrone and Cavan last month. Wexford Dermot O'Keefe, who helped his county to the Leinster title, is the Hurler of the Month. In ladies football, Donegal forward Geraldine McLaughlin has been honoured with the Croke Park LG EFA Player of the Month for June. The 26-year-old was in brilliant form throughout the Ulster Championship as Donegal claimed a third successive provincial crown. McLaughlin finished the Ulster campaign with 4 goals and 22 points. Donegal's Katie Hearn has signed for women's AFL side the Western Bulldogs. The 28-year-old was part of the Donegal side who recently secured a third Ulster title in a row. Hearn joins Ashton McCarthy in joining the 2018 Grand Final winners. Hearn becomes the 13th Irish ladies football star to sign up with a club for the 2020 AFLW season. Our former Glenfinn clubmate Yvonne Boner is going into a second season with the Western Giants in Sydney. Donegal start their Super 8s campaign on Sunday against Meath in Ballybofey. This year they clinched back-to-back Ulster titles, when in last year's Super 8s they just missed out on a semi-final place. But are Donegal a better team than 12 months ago? Here's Captain Michael Murphy.
These next three games will tell now, are we? Because, as I say, we're in the exact same scenario as you alluded to earlier in terms of we came through Ulster and you might say we put up a lot of scores in Ulster games. We did that last year and we did that this year. So, realistically, the next three games will tell us if we were a better team and if we go a step further, because, essentially, we need to go one step further in order to be classified as a better team and as progressing.
And of course, that Donegal Meath game in the Super 8s will be live this Sunday here in Highland as from 1:45. Mayo defend their Connacht Under 20 Football Championship title against rivals Galway this evening. That one gets underway at 7:30 at the Tuam Stadium. In soccer, Dundalk welcome Riga FC to Oriel Park this evening for the first leg of their Champions League first qualifying round tie. Lilywhite skipper Brian Gartland is hoping for a positive result tonight.
Obviously, it's important to get a good result at home and take that over to Latvia for the next leg, because, you know, our aim and aspiration is to win this round and to go through a few rounds in Europe. Hopefully, you know, emulate success we have previously.
Also tonight, Linfield are taking on Rosenborg in another qualifier on the European front. While Frank Lampard's career as Chelsea manager gets underway at the home of Irish football this evening, Bohemians face the Premier League side with a kick-off there at 8:15. Ireland are taking on North Korea at the moment, the semi-final of the women's soccer competition at the World University Games in Naples in Italy. Not going the way from an Irish point of view at the moment. They trail at half-time by 2-0. Donegal players Zoe Green, Zoe McGlynn and Gemma McGuinness are among the substitutes for that game. One match in the Donegal Youth League this evening. Gweedore United host Cager Rovers in a derby match. That game gets underway at 7:15. Rory McIlroy is confident that Royal Portrush will be a spectacular venue for the Open, and he considers next week as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to win a major on home soil. McIlroy shot a course record 61 at the County Antrim course as a teenager and will be bidding to win his first major since 2014. The world number 3 says it'll be a special occasion.
It might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't know. You know, it's been, as you said, 68 years between Open Championships going to Portrush. It might be another 68 years until we get it again. Like, who knows? You know, hopefully not. Hopefully it's a huge success and it becomes part of the Open Rota. But I'm sort of treating it like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But I still have to enjoy it. I can't put so much pressure on myself where, you know, I've made that mistake before at some tournaments and it just hasn't quite worked out for me. So I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy the experience.
In tennis, 8 seed Kei Nishikori claimed the first set of his Wimbledon quarterfinal from 8-time champion Roger Federer. However, Federer claimed the second 6-1. They're still playing at the moment. And also playing in court one is Rafa Nadal's quarterfinal against Sam Curry, which is just underway. The top seed Novak Djokovic will face Roberto Bautista Agut in Friday's semi-final. Djokovic needed less than 2 hours to beat David Goffin in 3 sets, while the Spaniard Agut booked a first ever Grand Slam semi-final appearance with a 3-1 victory over Guido Pella. In cricket, Ireland's opening game in the 3-match T20 series against Zimbabwe at Stormont was abandoned following rain today. The remaining 2 matches in the T20 series will take place at Brady Cricket Club this coming Friday and Sunday. New Zealand are the first side through to the World Cup cricket final. They defeated India today by 18 runs. When in rugby, Johnny Sexton has reportedly suffered an injury setback ahead of Ireland's World Cup training camp. The World Player of the Year is expected to be sidelined for about 4 to 6 weeks with a dislocated thumb. Don't forget the GA programme here in Highland tonight with the usual throw-in time of 8:30 is with Tom Comack. I'll be back with an export bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news. The Garda Commissioner says failings and shortcomings had a detrimental impact on the force's investigation into Brian Stack's killing. Dre Harris apologised to the family of the murdered Port Leash prison officer during a 90-minute meeting earlier. They want an independent expert to examine Garda failures in the investigation into his murder by the IRA in 1983. Gardaí have told them a file is being sent to the DPP, but they don't believe there's enough evidence to bring a prosecution. Brian Stack's son Austin says the commissioner apologised for several Garda errors.
And he did apologise for the fact that those exhibits have gone missing, for the fact that people who should have been interviewed at the time weren't interviewed at the time. And obviously then the more recent, critical error was that the critical intelligence that was supplied to Garda Síochána in 1990 was not made available to the either the Serious Crime Review team or the most recent NBCI investigation.
Succession planning has been found to remain a huge issue for farmers in Donegal. A farm survey carried out by IFAC has revealed that low incomes, with profits often relying on subsidies and farm families requiring off-farm income to support their households, has led to farmers not having a plan. IFAC Donegal says this leaves the farmer and their successor vulnerable to acquiring substantial costs. Declan McAvoy, head of tax with IFAC, says there are numerous reliefs farmers could avail of to enable them transfer assets to family members tax-free.
As the report, you know, can be summarised in that irrespective of one's income position, one has an asset that is worth quite an amount of money. And effectively, the asset is wealth. And wealth attracts tax, capital taxes. And so irrespective of one's position, one is looking at potential large tax liabilities.
And what measures could farmers undertake to protect this?
There are lots of reliefs available for farmers because of what the farm organisations have done down through the years. There's agricultural relief, there's young trained farmer stamp duty relief, there's business relief, and there's reliefs under capital gains tax as well. So there's a full suite of reliefs available. But the reliefs are not automatic. People have to claim them and they have to plan for the reliefs.
And another issue raised was the Fair Deal nursing home scheme.
Yes, very much so. Has been a major issue, and if the proposals that are there at the moment come through, will still be an issue because farmers will still be, or their successors could still be liable for 3 years. You know, 7.5% of the value of the asset they're getting for a maximum of 3 years, provided they actively farm the land. If a successor is going to rent out the land or not farm it, that 7.5% remains indefinitely. But if they farm it for 6 years, they'll only get hit for 3 years of the Fair Deal cost.
There are calls for the government to commit to tackling soaring hospital parking charges. That's among the proposals in the Irish Cancer Society's pre-budget submission published today. Irish hospitals make approximately €23 million a year from their car parks. The Minister for Health said he will introduce a cap on the charges this year. Chief Executive Avril Power says between car parking charges and inpatient fees, cancer patients and their families are shelling out about €1,200 each month.
It's just too much. It puts people under unbearable stress at a time when they're already struggling with the physical and emotional aspects of coping with cancer. Our research shows that there's strong public support for changing this. We're calling on government to listen to that and to make a difference for cancer patients and their families in this budget.
For weather now, generally cloudy with some rain or drizzle in places. The rain will become more widespread later and will possibly be heavy in places with a slight risk of thunder. Warm and humid with mostly moderate south to southwest breezes and lowest temperatures tonight of 12 to 15 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines. A Donegal senator says while Donegal County Council is making huge strides in road safety, there can be no room for complacency. Senator Padraig McLaughlin was reacting to recent figures which show the local authority spending up to 27 times more than other similar counties on road safety. There are genuine fears that someone will lose their life to drugs in Strabane following reports that drug dealers are targeting young people in the town. It comes as two young girls were found unconscious in a housing estate in Strabane on Saturday morning last after a group of youths reportedly spent the night in a derelict building in the Derry Road area. The partner of Lear McKee says she is heartbroken that the person she wanted to marry isn't here to see Northern Ireland's same-sex marriage amendment passing in Westminster. MPs in the House of Commons also voted to decriminalise abortion if power-sharing instalment isn't restored by October the 31st. And Donegal County Council should follow the lead of Dublin City Council and take back responsibility for waste collection. That's the view of Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach, who told Glendy's Municipal District this week that in his view, privatisation has not served the people well when it comes to waste management. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, July the 10th. The death has occurred of Greta McCrodden Gordness Clohan. Her remains are reposing at the family home. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Friday morning at Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Mary Clark, Main Street at Carrigard. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Lurgibranc Autism Unit, care of any family member. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Anne O'Sullivan, née Boyle, 65 Ballycommon Estates, Strabane, and formerly of Ballydoron, Burnfoot. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:10 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, Kev Quigley, Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Neil Anthony Lynch, Upper Annu, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the new graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Carndonagh Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. And the death has occurred of Charlie Dugan, Roisin, Burtonport. Charlie's remains will repose at his residence at Roisin, Burtonport from 5 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Kincashla, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in Belcroch Cemetery. Family time after the rosary at 9 o'clock.